Well, here is an update to the car boot sale today. It's 10:15 a.m. and I'm just about to start the car to head home. Mary walked home 10 minutes ago in the rain. We had some odd spits of rain now and again, put the covers on, took them off, and thought this again wasn't the forecast. Everyone again saying the same thing. What's going on? Can these forecasters never get it right? And it's absolutely true. It's not only been slightly windy today, it's been extremely windy. Absolutely, so much so that we had to bungee the clothes rail to a couple we've got to know who sell pet foods, and they have a great big van, and they allowed us to bungee the clothes rail to that to stop it from blowing over. And it's just been miserable, absolutely miserable, terrible. And you know, I get angry about it because I get so frustrated with these forecasts, how wrong they are. I mean, I would say how wrong they are. They're seldom right unless it's absolutely guaranteed that there's, you know, well, the whole country's covered in rain cloud and it's definitely going to rain, or the whole country's covered in totally blue sky from head to foot, and you're guaranteed it'd be a decent day. But anyway, what I get so despondent about is for Mary. You know, she put so much effort into this. I'm not bumming her up or anyway. And packing a car up is hard work for both of us. And then getting up at 4:45 in the morning, going to bed a bit earlier, etc. And coming along to a car boot sale, or driving to a car boot sale, which is even worse. At least this one's just on the road. But and then this happens, because we came today. We don't come on the Friday. We came today because of the forecast for tomorrow was to be really bad, and today was to be okay. It's not. It's blowing a gale, and it's now driving rain. I'm sitting in the car, as you can probably detect. And oh my God, you know, I feel so sorry for her. She'll be so frustrated now. I know. She'll go back home, she'll get changed into her casual gear again, and once I get home, we'll have a hot cup of tea. She'll go to her bed, and I don't blame her, because she's doing her damnedest, and the weather's doing its damnedest to against her, if you like. And I know we can't say what the weather's, it's not being personal. I know the weather's not being personal. But as I said, we came here because the forecast was for it to be dry. And, well, there you go. What can you do? Oh, you know, I think I'm going to move over there. I think we'll move over there to Nevada or Arizona, or how about Colorado? Over there beside Rocky. Rocky G. And, or how about over there beside Ricky. In Puerto Rico, the Caribbean. It does annoy me when he talks about all that good weather, I guess. Ricky, you need to come over here. Anyway, enough rambling. Sorry to ramble on a wee bit. But I'm getting it off my chest. That's probably the best explanation of what I'm doing now. As an addendum to the original binaural recording this morning, from the outside and in the yard, you're getting this inside the car. Because it's too damn wet and windy to go outside. Oh, Victor Meldrew, don't believe it. My God, my God. Oh, well, away home and dry the hair in the face. Mm-hmm.